Good morning. Welcome to the Truckin' for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray that the broadcast will be a blessing to you today. Oh, Lord, I pray today that you'll bless the listeners. I pray that you encourage them through your word. Help this broadcast to lift them up. Impart your word into them. And if there be one that's not born again, I pray that today they'll give their heart and lives to Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you'll reach down, and as your word says, that if any man be in Christ, he'll be a new creature. Old things will pass away. And you said, behold, all things will become new. Make their lives new. Make their souls alive in you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, God is so faithful. My husband, that was a saying of his. He would say, God is faithful. And God is faithful, and he will bless us. As one man said, God will bless you as much as you let him. You know, I got my little book here of different sayings, and in one of the sayings is this. It says, once you're on the ground, don't worry about the horse throwing you. Translation, the time to think about that is before he throws you. You know, it's better to prepare yourself and to anchor yourself securely on that horse before he throws you. You know, so many times we get in situations and we're thrown from things, or we, like the saying goes, the time to learn how to swim is not when you drown, and it's before you hit the bad water. You need to know, you need to be prepared, you need to be ready. And in John chapter 5, in verse 11, Jesus told a man that had been sick for many years, he said, take up your bed and walk. In other words, this man was down. He'd been down for a long time, couldn't walk. And Jesus came up to him and said, take up your bed and walk. Even if you've been thrown, even if you've been down, even if you're in a drowning situation, even if you've been afflicted for a long time, even if you've been in an abusive situation, I'm telling you, the same Jesus that told this poor man to take up his bed and walk. In other words, get up out of the situation you're in, get up from the infirmity that you're in, and take up your bed and walk. In other words, don't lay back down after Jesus touches you, after you get delivered. Go on and keep on keeping on for Jesus. I've seen a lot of people get in trouble, and they come to church and they pray, and that's a good thing. God loves that. And when God delivers them and God blesses them and God gets them out of the trouble, you don't see them no more until, guess what, till they get back in trouble again. You know, that's what happened in the book of Judges. The book of Judges is also called the book of failures, because God's people would be blessed of the Lord, and then they would turn their back on God, and the enemy would come in and take over their land. Then they would cry out in their affliction, and God would deliver them, and they would turn around and do the very same thing and get back in trouble again. And this happened over and over and over again. But Jesus told this man this. He said, take up your bed and walk. Walk away from the infirmity. Walk away from the trouble. You've been healed. You've been set free. Walk away from it. And then he went on down in this other verse and he told him something else. He said, go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. In other words, the Lord is telling us here, listen, but through the word, through my word, and through the touch of Jesus, you can take up your bed and you can walk and you can be blessed and get out of the situation you're in. But don't keep on sinning, or you're going to end up worse than you was before you started. How many times have you seen that? How many times have you tried to tell your children or your grandchildren, don't do that, don't do that. It's going to end up bad. But, oh, let me tell you, they go and do the same thing over and over again, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. It's like Pharaoh's heart when it was hardened. See, a heart cannot be hardened unless a heart has rejected God. And if you reject God, it's just going to get harder on you. If you reject God and put him off and stay in that bed of affliction and that bed of sin, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But today the Lord is offering you salvation through Jesus Christ. You must take up your bed, take it up in faith, receive the Lord, and walk it out in faith, and let Jesus give you that new life, that new beginning he promised you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away, and all things have become new. Can you become new in Jesus today? God bless you. Have a wonderful day.